Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lunch with Leah, season 2, episode 22.
Welcome to Miami. As they say, it's a sunny place for shady people. But not today. You're dealing with the creme de la creme. We have our Lunch with Leah ready for you. I forgot to tell you last week to share it. So right now you should post. Tune in to Lunch with Leah. We got to get our viewership up. Hit your share button. Okay, so what's going on? Well, in the last week, what all's been going on, and then we'll get into details. We had the Olympics. We have the whole gun movement and that horrific shooting in less than an hour from here in Parkland, Florida. The teachers striking, I think it's Virginia, over money. Spring break is coming up. Big Brother and the winner of Big Brother, Billy Graham, passed away. And there's a lot happening, so let's get started. All right, in trivia news, I love trivia. The most valuable personality trait that a person can have is conscientiousness, which means that you want to be thorough, careful, and vigilant. Then it's followed by grit, curiosity, hidden powers of character, efficient, being neat, being organized, and being systematic. So I was just thinking, where do I fall in the personality? In the personality? Well, about conscientiousness, I am thorough. I am not always careful, and I am not always vigilant. Grit, I have that. Curiosity, I have that. Efficiency, I have that. Neat, yes. Organized, yes. And systematic, yes. So I have a lot of them, but I have the most important one I could do better on. What about you? What are your personality problems? Now, I don't want to get into politics, but if we wanted to analyze a politician's personality traits, how many days do you have for that dysfunctional thing up there? Oh, and then I saw these, oh my God, I saw these pictures in a magazine, and then I saw them online, and I want to know who would wear this. These are crystal sunglasses. It says they're perfect for a person with strong personality and taste and playful glamour. I guess I don't have a Dolce Gabbana DG. Who is going to wear these sunglasses? You're going to walk in, no, you wouldn't wear that, and people are going to be, the only thing they're going to see is that. And one of the things you learn when you're in the fashion industry, like we all are in the beauty business, is part of being part of the magnificence of something is to have everything blend in and not just stand out. And you can have a showstopper, but it needs to be a showstopper that is relevant to the wardrobe. I mean, this just looks like a hooker and he walking down, hitchhiking or something. I can't.
Ryan Holt says, Dorit? Question mark.
Yeah. I don't think Dorit would wear this.
I don't know, but she finally changed her shirt last night. But listen, I think Erica Jane has that.
Everyone say Dorit.
Well, Erica Jane, okay, I'll say this. Lady Gaga or Erica Jane could wear these on the stage. They could wear these at a photo shoot. But to wear these in everyday life to Starbucks? I mean, if I walk in Starbucks and somebody had these on, I think I would take their pulse. I mean, something's weird. I don't know. Speaking of that shirt, you keep talking about the shirt that Dorit's wearing. Well, people started tweeting me. They were all thinking you were talking about PK's shirt, that he wears the same shirt every week. And I thought, he does wear a short sleeve shirt every week.
Yeah. Well, she changed the shirt, but it's the exact same shirt in black.
Oh, in a different color. Well, I do the same thing. I have 100 of these same tops in Max Maron in different colors.
It's kind of weird that she's been wearing the same one in her interview Since last season, she did.
Well, anyway, so people were thinking you were talking about PK's shirt, and I'm like, oh my God, now they're going to start on PK in that short sleeve shirt again. And his shirts do look like those Hawaiian Tropic tourist shirts that you see in Key West, by the way. They don't fit. They're all, you know, flowered up.
People are saying DD, definitely Doree.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I mean, I just think they're just terrific. Anyway. And now I might wear them as earrings, but not if it had a D and a G, if they were just all diamonds. Okay.
Take the diamonds out,
make my own earrings. In Sweden, some students are letting out a primal scream at 10 p.m. every single night. They're calling it a Flogsta scream, that some universities are stopping at 10 o'clock p.m. and collectively screaming to the top of their lungs to blow off steam. And I thought, I don't know if any of you saw that movie. I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. It's an old classic movie that I can't remember the guy that was in it, but it was really funny. And they were all mad about something going on in the world. And so they pulled up his window and he started screaming, I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. And then the neighbor pulled up their window and the neighbor pulled. The next thing you know, the whole neighborhood's got their windows up screaming. And I was going, you know, I'm going to start this trend. Maybe we should do it on Facebook at a certain time every day. We should all go on Facebook and scream something, you know? I don't know. Okay, here's another one. Here's how you're supposed to fake confidence. Oh my God, I know I'm not going into the subject matter, but you could. I know someone that fakes confidence a lot. You have to be shameless, and because confidence rarely equates to competence. You have to study what leaders do and project confidence even if you don't feel that you're confident. So in other words, be phony, be a fake, fake it till you make it. Focus your efforts. If you're introverted, faking confidence and being on all the time can be exhausting. So if you want to fake being confident, you have to be by yourself a lot if you're an introvert. Because whenever you're out, you have to be on and faking how fabulous and confident that you are. I love this shit. That came out of Time Magazine. I'm just like, I'm a junkie for trivia. I'm a curator of all things news. Now, this is interesting. They're having new vending machines in Japan, Germany, China, Singapore. How come the U.S. isn't doing this? Listen what they're putting in these vending machines. In Japan, you can go in a vending machine and buy lettuce, bananas, or draft beer. Fresh. In Germany, they have fresh-formed baked food that you can buy. Sausage, butter, and eggs. In China, they have live crab. You can buy a live crab. Who would want a live crab? And then you got, I don't know, I can't deal with that one. And then in Singapore, for example, you can get a 10-inch pizza that's heated up right on the spot in these two different hot, and then the sandwich is in two different hot plates, so it's not soggy, and you put it together, and all that you get in 3 minutes for like $6. Fresh salads. And you have a touchscreen option to put what you want in your salad. All of the lettuce, you know, the tomato, the garbanzos, the nuts, the this, the that, and then whatever salad dressing. And it's already in 2 to 3 minutes, so you get it done. You shake it up in this plastic container. You've got this fresh salad to go for $4 to $7. I'd love to have that vending machine right here in this building instead of all that cafe con leche and pollo arroz in here we're having down here.
Jessica Nicole says, yuck, I got fresh coffee from a vending machine and it had a bug in it.
Oh, God. Anyway, and then there are ice creams and juices. You can even do your laundry. You can put your laundry in there, put a thing in, and they tag you when it's ready. You got 48 hours to pick it up. I know, I thought it was pretty interesting. This is another interesting thing. Oh, God. And then we're going to have to get into the gossip. Demand for exorcisms is up threefold in Italy. The Vatican is holding conferences to train people. They're not getting as much interest in getting people to hold these exorcisms and getting rid of these demons. And their current exorcists are working about, you know, they're no longer willing to learn these techniques as much as they used to. And it's a 4-day meeting where you're training. They had 500,000 cases a year of people that require exorcism in Italy. You could go to the White House and it could get you 500 in a minute. But anyway, so Norman always says people have entities in them. I guess that's what he's talking about. They're entities. They need this to be this exorcism. I can give you a list of people that need this done, by the way. Maybe we should go to training. Let's go to training. Yeah, get Freda to go.
She could get the devil out of him and teach him how to clean a countertop.
I have to post it on my Instagram later. Today I go in there. She's always got that TV with her. Her iPad, her tablet. It's always got a different movie on it. Just laughing as loud as she can while she's doing the dishes and cooking, and she's got the TV screen right there. I'm like, does anybody work anymore? I mean, I don't know. Whatever. The Queen, I love this. Oh my God, this is what I'm going to start doing, guys. So get ready for the training class. I'm learning from the Queen. The Queen uses her handbag to signal to her staff, that would be you guys, my handmaidens. And she's signaling, for example, if she puts her purse from one side to the other, she's saying that the conversation is over. If she puts it on the floor, she's like, I'm done, get me out of here. If she has all these different little signals, she signals with her purse. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to be. Instead of saying you're boring me and I won't talk to you anymore, I'm just going to pick up my pen and put it to the other hand. Oh, so lovely. And then you're going to come and retrieve me. Isn't that fabulous? So what she carries in her handbags, a few small bills precisely folded to give at the church for a donation, lipstick, a mirror, a pen, and mint lozenges and reading glasses. Oh, how proper. Oh my God, that little purse. Let's send her some of our little purses. Now, this one I found just made me so upset. It's just such a sign of the times. It's just so true what goes on in the world today. A dolphin died of dehydration in Santa Teresa, Argentina, after it was fetched from the water, brought to the shore, and passed around for people to take selfies with.
No.
Isn't that the world? I mean, these people just go take a selfie like they ran into this dolphin on the beach. They dragged the damn thing out in the water to try to look fabulous, and the damn thing died. I can't anymore. Oh, God. You want to talk about... let's hear it.
Renee Reese, please, let's go training in Italy.
We need the training. I've got a list of people that need the exorcism.
Jessica Nicole says she's just wondering, what kind of pants do you wear with that shirt? Leggings?
Jeans or leggings? Yeah. Or pencil pants?
And Sarah Barton wants to know if that's a reflection or someone walking around behind us. She's in the lobby.
Probably.
Didn't know that was the lobby.
See, we have a big, gorgeous showroom with real high ceilings, all glass, a water view, and behind us we have downtown Miami, whereby we're the only blondes that speak English in the building. And so they're all back there chattering. But it's a fun environment because everyone's just having a party in a cafe con leche and a cocktail all day. Oh, do you guys want to hear celebrity gossip or housewives gossip?
Celebrity
then housewives. Oh, then let's do this. Just start in order. We'll do the celebrity, then we'll go to the lowest hanging fruit. Well, Harry and Meghan, I told you guys that they're making a movie about their love story and their romance, the new prince and princess, and they're casting for that. So if you guys happen to know anybody, you know, I mean, I guess I could play that, but I don't know, maybe the crazy aunt in the basement. I don't know. Jane Seymour says that she briefly quit Hollywood after being sexually harassed in 1972. She did not name the producer, but she said this producer took her to her house, told her that he had convinced everyone that she was perfect for the part, and now it was her turn to prove to him that she was perfect for the part as he put his hands up her leg. So she called the cab and left, and she quit Hollywood for a while because of that. You just be so sensitive. I wouldn't quit. I'd have bitch slapped the guy and gone and got a bigger part. And then Quincy Jones, remember I read you guys the article?
Yeah.
Well, now he's apologizing for his remarks that he made in the Hollywood Reporter. I don't think you need to apologize for anything. There's never anything wrong with giving your honest opinion or the truth, unless you're going out of your way to hurt somebody. But most of the people he was saying something about are either dead or don't care.
His daughters went crazy.
His daughters?
They did His family had an intervention.
Oh, you know, I need to talk to the daughters. You know, he used to live next door to Joe Francis over there, and I could tell you a lot of wild stories. Anyway, in other celebrity news, Barbara Streisand had her beloved dog Samantha. Yeah, James is saying that is allegedly. Barbara Streisand had, I'll be having to apologize. Barbara Streisand had her beloved dog Samantha cloned. So meet Miss Scarlet and Miss Viola. Well, this is Samantha she had cloned, and she had two dogs made. So she's got two Samanthas, and she named one Scarlet and one Violet. And I mean, for an interview with Variety, this week's cover, she captioned the suggestion that she wanted a portrait taken in a Malibu estate with her three dogs to be called Send In the Clones. This wasn't just a clever turned-up phrase. She revealed that two of her dogs, Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet, were cloned from her 14-year-old Cotton de Lure Samantha, who died in 2017. Before Samantha died, she took cells from her and had the dog cloned, and she's got two more dogs, and this is Samantha. So then Jason says to me, well, why, would you ever get one of your dogs cloned? And I'm like, well, damn, which one? The one that bit RJ that we had to give away? This one that's demanding and yapping, constantly wanting a free treat from James, who has spoiled him when we come into the office? Do I want Dottie, who is neurotic and who runs in the store and the floor and whines and rolls on her back if she doesn't have the toy she wants and has a nervous breakdown on the plane? Or should I have Wolf, the one that when you get on the plane, he has to sit in my lap for 6 hours because he's scared of the floor? Which one of my dogs would you clone? I love them all.
I would clone Little Black.
Of course you would. Hi, little angel. You're perfect. You just have to quit demanding. That's your fault. This dog never acts up or demands until he comes here and only when James is here. The dog is perfect when James isn't around. Am I right, Jason?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all up.
It is. Oh, you want a treat? Oh, you want another treat? Oh, you want to sit in my lap? Sit in my lap. Oh, I'm working. Sit in my lap. We're so busy working over here. Oh, Little Black. Oh, Little Black. I mean, really? Oh, my God.
I have to hold him because he barks.
But why does he do that? He doesn't do that to anybody but you. Because of the treats. Hollywood Reporters asking, which film gets your vote for Best Picture? I didn't see all these, but let's rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Call Me by Your Name. I didn't see it. Did you guys see it?
Yes.
What would you rate it? 1 to 10.
I would say 9.
9? Darkest Hour. Oh, my God. I'd definitely rate that a 9, 9.5. Dunkirk, I'd rate that a 9 or 9. I love the message behind that, how the grassroots solve the problem. Yeah. Get Out. I didn't see that. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Was it good? How would you rate it?
I'd say 7.
7. Lady Bird, didn't see it. Did you go, you would have said 6?
I just think Get Out was a completely overrated movie. It's a good horror film, but it is not.
Oh, I don't like horror films. Okay. Lady Bird, did anybody see it? Did you see it, James?
I did not see Lady Bird.
And what did you think? How would you rate it?
I would give it an 8.
8. Phantom Thread. Did you see it? Did you see it?
No, I haven't watched
it. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, I might give that a 9 to a 9.5, too. That was a really...
Jennifer Lawrence hated it this week. She said she turned it off after 4 minutes.
You know what? You have to be a deep thinker. So, Jennifer, what does that say about you? Also, Richie said, wish her movie career was over, she'd be a reality TV star. I'm starting to worry about you, girl. The Post. Oh, I would rate The Post was a great film. Did you guys see it? And I love the message. I don't know. Maybe I've been the 9s, too. Did you see it?
No.
The Shape of Water. I didn't love it. Did you guys see it?
I liked it, but I didn't love it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to put that in the 7.5 category. Yes. I just didn't get it. I'm surprised. Yeah. Shape of Water?
Yeah.
I'll be disappointed. And The Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri?
Oh, brilliant.
You like that? Would you put that in 9.5, 10? That would be your top one. That'd be your top one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, too. It'd be in my top three. Yeah, you know, Roy saw Baby Driver 3 times. And Roy Jr., they went to see it 3 times. I saw it once. I got it. It's done. I'm happy. Next. But yeah, they saw it 3 times. I would put that in my top three. I would say maybe Darkest Hour, Phantom Thread, and The Three Billboards, maybe. Wow. And Dunkirk is up there as well. I didn't see Call Me By Your Name, so I can't say. I didn't see Get Out. I didn't see Lady Bird. And I didn't. The Shape of Water didn't do it for me. The Post was brilliant, and it was very timely. But everybody in The Post has already got their Oscar. They've all got them all.
Margaret Skelly, opposite.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Phantom Threads was fabulous.
It was. It was really. You know what you had? It was. There were nuances in there that you had to really pay attention to get, and it was a deep thinking. And by the way, it was what's his name's final film. He says he's going to retire, yeah, the lead guy. So I thought that was interesting too.
Mr. Wendell says greetings from Belgium.
Belgium. I probably have added to your economy more than anybody in the world with my Belgium chocolate addiction. Okay, now listen to this. I find this interesting. Celebrities that do not drink alcohol. Jennifer Lopez doesn't drink alcohol or caffeine. Let me tell you something. She looks 25 years old, and she's got the energy of an 18-year-old. She really is amazing. She has got the longevity that I don't think most people expected, you know?
She's at Will and Grace this week, too. She's amazing.
I think she started out, and people thought she was a great little actress, but she's been doing it for a long time, and she gets better every year. Tobey Maguire doesn't drink, hasn't drank since he was 19. Dane Cook, the comedian, doesn't drink. Blake Lively doesn't care for the taste or the side effects. That's my category. I don't really care about the taste or the side effects. There's somebody at the door.
I think we're getting a postal delivery.
It's probably the FBI going, have you been talking shit about the president? Tyra Banks doesn't drink. Jim Carrey has a tendency to be depressed, so he doesn't drink. Keith Urban says after 3 to 4 trips to rehab, he quit drinking in 2006 after his wife had an intervention. Eminem says after years of problems, he quit drinking. Jennifer Hudson said she never had a drink. She was never interested in a drink. I'm almost in that category.
Naomi,
oh God, he needs to drink.
He needs to drink. Trust people that didn't ever drink.
Well, I can't say I never drink, but it's not something I look forward to. If I'm out, yeah, I'll have a drink. Naomi Campbell says that she hasn't had a drink since she gave it up, which I don't know. That was probably after all the slapping of the help and all that. She had to give it up. The cops probably told her she had to put it up. In other celebrity news, oh, the queen, she dished the dirt. She spilled the tea about Princess Margaret having an affair with a guy that was 17 years old, her junior, 17 years younger than her, and it started 4 years before she was divorced. And the queen is telling all in a documentary called Elizabeth. Oh, my God, would I love to be at a fly in the room interviewing her and putting all that jewelry on. I would dress her up in every piece of jewel she had and say, honey, let's do the final portrait. In other celebrity news, Prez Hilton says, according to the Prez Hilton website, remember when Demi Moore and What's-His-Name got divorced? What was his name? You know, the young guy, Kushner.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher only consumed water and a tea for a week after his divorce with Demi Moore. He wanted to clear his head. He went up to the mountains by himself. No phone, no computer, no conversation with anybody. He took out a pen and notepad, only had tea and water, and wrote letters to all of his relationships where he was holding any grudge, resentment, or regret, and mailed them all on day 7. My God. Well, if we could just do that, it might take me a few years, but that's an interesting cleanse, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And then, oh, my new favorite. Oh, my God, Drake. He's giving away that $1 million to various charities and organizations. I love him for that.
And he sold his place here.
Yeah, he did sell his place here.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder why. He's probably tired of the riffraff, too. Look at those people sitting out there destroying our view. Oh.
We got some comments coming in. They said, Nick Nico from Belgium says the 3 billboards, Darkest Hour, and the Post are all very good movies. Yeah. And he said he also likes watching The Green Mile. He says that's
Oh, The Green Mile is good, yeah. What time is it in Belgium right now, do you think? Do you think it's 6 hours later, I think?
Probably
I don't know.
7 hours.
7 hours. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, hi, thanks for tuning in. Get some
chocolate.
Oh, it is the best.
And Margaret says, I can understand her drinking, but no caffeine.
I know.
And Stacy Stelton says, give me my martini, please.
And at noon on Wednesday, Stacy, start early. Now, Wendy Williams was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and the symptoms are irritability. Well, I see that when her monologues. Period abnormalities, fatigue, racing heartbeat, and remember she fainted a while back, you know, and she's just a mess. But I mean, that husband of hers, the cheater that they covered up, that would drive anybody to be sick. But I mean, I'm just annoyed with her that she didn't just come out and shame him instead of pretending it didn't happen, you know, because there was a lot of evidence and photographs, and apparently it's been going on for years, and she doesn't mind dishing the dirt about everybody else. Go ahead. Don't sue me. And Heather Locklear was arrested for fighting with her boyfriend, who was later, he was later arrested for a DUI, and she apparently bit his nose before he left the house. It got in a knockdown drag out, and she hit a cop or something, and she got arrested. Oh, I can't anymore. Mm-hmm. On Judge Judy, I didn't see this. James told me about it, and then he sent me the links. I mean, I would have just died to see this. This would have been my movie of the decade. A kid's on selling his mom's Hermes Kelly bags on eBay, and the woman that buys them thinks they're fake and takes them to Hermes, who says they're fake, and they go in front of Judge Judy, and it goes down from there. You got to find the links.
It turns into a criminal case
because they're saying he was selling goods, and she didn't know if the mother was in on it with him. And I did feel sorry for him because she didn't let him talk very much to defend himself. I think she should have let him defend himself a little bit more.
Yes.
Maybe she was trying to help him out by not letting him defend himself, because once you lie to the judge, you're going to get perjury. So she may have been doing him a favor by shutting him up.
He intimidated himself once because he told her that the mother had given it to him under oath. So that was...
Well, maybe the mother did give it to him. But maybe the mother did give it to him.
Yeah,
maybe someone gave it to him. And then the father, apparently, the judge Judy says, well, the father couldn't afford it, so how could he have done it? He's a welder for Boeing. You never know where people could get their money. Maybe he traded it for sex. Who knows? I'm hoping they turn out to be real bags and the kid gets to go home and live happily ever after. He was selling them to help his mom get through a divorce. That was a sad story.
It was a sad story.
But I'm now thinking, when I was annoyed that she kept shutting him down, wouldn't let him talk, I'm now thinking she did him a big favor by not letting him go on the record with any kind of lie, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe she was helping him out. Well, let's go.
Hughes is a new, his first time he's ever watched. He says, you look beautiful, Leah.
Oh.
And he loves the burrito behind you.
Oh, the what?
The burrito painting.
Oh, burrito. Oh, well, we just had an accident 5 minutes ago. The damn thing fell on the floor because Jason bought an inexpensive, cheap, what do you call the easel to put it on? It's all Jason's fault.
No.
By the way, that was an expensive damn easel, wasn't it?
It was.
I think we have to send it back if it's broken.
No, it's not.
It's not broken? Okay. In Housewives Glory. Oh, my goodness. I missed Beverly Hills last night, but I will catch up before next week, and I will get all the gossip for the 2 weeks in a row. Apparently, this one really irritates me. David Bedora's girlfriend, Leslie, speaks out on Instagram saying she doesn't care what others think as long as she's happy. What I think is you should shut up, because this is still very raw. And they've got those three daughters, and Shannon was heartbroken. And why do you have to go out and say anything? And why does he have to have his picture taken with her publicly? Let it calm down for a while and be a gentleman about it. I mean, really? Well, it just shows his colors, doesn't it? And then, apparently, she's mad. Shannon's mad at Vicky for setting David up on a date. I'd be mad about that, too. I don't think girlfriends do that to girlfriends. Maybe a year, two, five down the road. But right away, when you just now got through trying to patch your marriage up and you've been cheated on, and now one of your best friends goes and fix up your ex-husband that you're still heartbroken over with a girl, I don't think that's nice. Oh, was Kelly that fixed him up?
No, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky picks Kelly's husband. Oh, I got. Oh, well, see, I got that mixed up.
Those two are.
Oh, that's why they're on the outs.
Yes.
Oh, she picks Kelly. Well, who would go out with Kelly nice husband to begin with.
Oh,
I didn't know. So I was all mixed up. So Vicky's fixed Kelly's husband up. I have to think that one through. Apparently, well, that's still wrong.
But Vicky is dating.
Yeah.
Introduced one of his buddies to.
Oh.
Or somebody.
That's a little different because it wasn't as public and as raw, but they still do have the daughter.
Yeah.
But Kelly has been out public too with a boyfriend and skiing and jet sitting around. So that I would put that one into a different context than the other one. I have to think about that one. Well, NeNe and Kim are fighting again. They're always just going to fight, aren't they? Are you guys Team NeNe or Team Kim?
They're both making me nuts.
Atlanta.
I mean, I think in this case that Kim has brought a lot of drama
onto herself.
Onto herself that was unnecessary.
I would agree with you.
I also feel like, you know, and I also feel like Brianna kind of got in the middle of it. And, you know, she's an adult now, so she's game. NeNe wants to go after her.
Yeah, I'm normally Team Kim because I like Kim personally, and we know her. But I think in this case, I think she probably made some missteps, but it was good for the show, and it was good drama. Maybe she's smarter than we think. She's bringing it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then that she sends a text. Oh, my God, I love it when these girls get on these rants, you know? My grandmother always said, when you're on a rant, just shut up about it for 24 hours, 48 hours, and then say what you think, or write it down and then send it. Don't go right away, not these girls. The minute their button gets punched, they're typing as fast as they can, you know.
People are agreeing it's NeNe, but Cameron Felix wants to know, what would you do if someone recorded a water bug in your house?
I would just come out. I would call off the damage exterminator and I'd get his ass over there. And I'd say, you better solve this problem. One of my dogs eats one of these, they may die. I mean, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. I would not be ashamed of having a rat or a bug in my house. I don't understand. It happens.
Yeah,
I mean, when I'm in L.A., there's ants all over the damn place, you know? And I've had the exterminator out there. Look, the dog's like, looking ants? Where? I don't understand why they get embarrassed about stuff like that. I don't find that embarrassing. I mean, I really don't. Especially at my house, the maids are probably treating them as pets and feeding them, you know?
But they said it was a roach. That's the problem.
I want to ask you something. Is anyone listening ever not had a roach in their house or two or three? And even if it is a new house, it doesn't mean anything. I think NeNe is the one that should have just laughed it off.
Yeah.
But I don't think they needed to post it. But it would have been funny. NeNe could have made it funny. She could have made it hilarious instead of getting so defensive about it. But anyway, so then Kim says, I have had it with NeNe. She has tried to ruin my credibility for years. Well, that's difficult. And enough is enough. She can dish it, but she can't take it. Period, all caps. I sent the video to the housewives only. I never released any media or press. NeNe should really worry about the bugs in her own home rather than worrying about me. She has never been a loyal person and talks behind everyone's back, and that is evident with her track record. NeNe versus Kim, NeNe versus Candy, NeNe versus Cherie, NeNe versus Cynthia, NeNe versus Marlo, NeNe versus Wendy Williams, NeNe versus Dwight. Well, once it becomes NeNe versus Trump, I'll be a fan. Okay, and then, I did say last week on The Real Housewives, one of the things I thought was funny is that guy that's the dresser and the stylist, he brings out something, goes, you know, every piece has to have its moment. And I was like, I've said that my whole life. Every little thing has to have its moment at some point in time in life. Let everyone. Oh, should we get, oh, let's do this one, the Olympics. Norway won the most Olympics medals, gold medals, or medals, and period, not gold. 92, Germany 31, Canada 29, U.S. 23, 9 being gold, the Netherlands 28 being gold, and Russia without their flag because they cheated. They won 17, and I think it's sad they didn't get to go behind their country flag. I don't think the ones that didn't cheat should be punished for the ones that did cheat. But anyway, you know, when you're...
You got some people saying hi from the UK. Ghost us from London. Emily from London.
Oh, hi. Emily, I think, has got her products over there. UK, Emily. Oh, back also, Time Magazine reported, a lot of other sources did too, the U.S. curling team gold medalist requested a first-class upgrade on the trip home. So they win the gold medal, the U.S. curling team. I don't even know what the curling team was. I thought it was hair curling, you know, whatever. Anyway, I mean, curling, what were they curling?
Why are they curling? That's what they do.
I don't even watch it. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so they send a tweet and they say, hey, you know, the gold medalists are going back. Is there any chance of an upgrade to Delta? And then Delta replies back, you know, well, congratulations. Well, and your gold medal champions, we're honored for you to make the trip home, but there are no upgrades available. But we do look forward to seeing you on board. Oh, yawn. Delta, you are so stupid. You should have given them all a first class, brought out the champagne, made it a fun flight for everybody, got the cameras out, got all the publicity in the world, and been a hero, and instead you snubbed them. I should have said, I can't do it on the flight you're booked on, but we can do it on another flight because that we're not booked on. Or fly, get a plane and fly them home. I mean, come on. Anyway, they're so classy, the Olympics. They replied back, thank you for your well wishes and for checking it out for us, and we're sure that it'll be a very smooth ride home. So they took the high road. I would have taken the lower. You know when they say, when they go low, we go high. I say, when they go low, go lower. Write that quote down. The Russians cheated. So we're at the Olympics, and here's the scene. Trump's daughter's there, and then Kim Jong-un's sister's there, and then Pence is there, who refuses to even nod or acknowledge the North Koreans. Now, this is the gang that can't shoot straight, and they're going to strive for world peace. My money's on the red button. I don't see it. And then one of the highlights of the Olympics was that Kenworthy, one of the guys in the Olympics, kissed his boyfriend publicly for the first time, and everyone applauded, and the world went crazy. I bet Mike Pence had a hard day. They probably had called 911, and he's on the phone looking for a conversion therapist right now. Maybe he should try the Vatican and get that exorcist going. And then one of the ice skaters was skating to Schindler's List, and she was a German ice skater, and a lot of people did not like that because the Schindler's List movie was in 1993. It was a Tom Hanks movie following the German-occupied Poland, so a lot of people didn't like that and took offense to it. So I think you could interpret that either way. You could interpret it as I'm a German and I'm reminding you, or you could also take it as, you know, we acknowledge what we did and honoring them. I don't know how to take it. Or the girl's 18 years old. She probably didn't know who Schindler was. I didn't even know about the Holocaust. They probably scrubbed all the Holocaust data over there. She doesn't even believe it exists. She probably thinks it's fake news. That's what they're preaching these days. Esther from the Czech won 2 gold medals in 2 different sports. That's the first time that's happened since like 1940 that someone won 2 different medals in 2 different sports, apparently. But I don't know if that's true, but that's what I read. North Korea was being pleasant to the others while Pence snubbed them. The United States is working their way out of the loop in every area of peace around the world. Trust me, they've sided with the Israelis against the Palestinians. How can they peace brokers? They're threatening North Korea. How can they bring them to the table to negotiate with all these conditions? They're just making a mess of world affairs. That's just my opinion, which happens to be accurate. And a granddaughter of one of the Olympics, I think this is very sweet. There was an Olympic skier whose grandfather had served in the North Korean War, and he died recently, and he always wanted to go back to North Korea, and he was never able to, and she put his ashes on one of the downhill courses. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? I know someone that died, and they didn't even bury the dad. Celebrity Meryl Streep is not happy that Harvey Weinstein is using her name in a legal motion trying to get dismissed on a class action lawsuit, saying that it was an invalid suit because some actresses never had a problem with them, and he included Meryl Streep in that list, and she blasted him over, "Don't use my name!"
He did issue an apology.
He apologized. Well, you know, you can't really...
He told his attorneys to cut it out. That.
Yeah, but Meryl Streep isn't really the one to try to smear. She has an impeccable reputation. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go after one of these little gutter skanks, you know, that spread their legs and made it to the top by, you know, sleeping on their back or something like that, you might get away with it, but not with Meryl Streep. Not that I know any of those. I've just heard rumors. In politics... This is also on Perez. Hilton tweeted out, Donald Trump wears a 45 embroidered on his cuff of his dress shirt.
So he remembers his waist size.
So he remembers head size.
His waist size.
But I mean, who does that? How embarrassing. You're the president. We get it. Even though you lost the popular vote, you won. We got it. And then... that was noticed when he was holding this talking points for when he met with the kids that came there after the shooting in Parkland, 17 of them slaughtered. And I'm so proud of those kids and what they're doing. My God, they're so mature and so smart. But he's got this thing in his hands going, all these talking points, and one of them is, I hear you. So he has to remember to tell these kids that he hears them.
Yeah,
but then he's got the 45 on his shirt. I mean, he's just so embarrassing.
Zippo gets messier by the day.
Zippo.
Zippo calling Trump.
Who's Zippo? Oh, she calls Trump Zippo? That's
Zippo
a con.
Gets messier by the day.
Oh, my God. I tweeted out. Go look at my tweet this morning. Yeah. I really let him have it.
DJ Black says he freaking loves you.
Yeah. From BJ, does it say?
He hasn't said here.
Well, you better start sharing and tweeting and Facebooking and tell everybody to watch our shows on Wednesdays.
And apparently, the UK is having a massive deep freeze right now. Everyone's
yes, yes. Climate change is everywhere. There are floods here. There's floods up in the northeast. Uh-huh. There's a massive freeze in the UK, and climate change is not a hoax.
BJ's from Missouri.
Yes.
Where they have the billboards.
Oh, the billboards.
The billboards.
The billboards. Oh, yeah, Missouri.
He's from Missouri.
Oh, hi, Missouri.
Jenny McCormick says, wasn't that funny? It's also embarrassing as an American.
Yeah. You know what else? They put out a billboard in front of David Nunez's house or where his office is or where he has to drive by to see it that says, you know, we didn't elect you to write up phony, memos for Trump, you know, and to disgrace us like that. It's a big billboard right where he lives. I love it. I don't know who funded it. I think the funder called that guy Dworkin funded it, but they're letting him know that, you know, you're running interference for Trump. We know what you're up to. You don't get to put out fake memos. We're going to hear the other side anyway. Shut up and go do what we elected you to do. And there's a blue wave going that 37 Democrats have been elected in the last few weeks. Yeah. 37 that were in very red areas.
He's from Missouri and he says he doesn't know anything about any billboards. And Stacey Stout says, does anyone else love Camille Grammer this year on the show? She feels like she's the classiest on the Beverly Hills Housewives right now.
I like Camille personally, but she doesn't say a damn word. She just sits there like a potted plant. So that annoys me.
They bring her in and then she's gone.
But I mean, it's not that. I mean, if you're going to get in the game, get in the game. Yeah. I mean, to be there as a potted plant, it doesn't do anything for me. She's a very pretty girl. The daughter's gorgeous. I like them personally. But get in the game. I mean, just sitting there. I'm bored by it, aren't you? I mean, why? You're a potted plant. Well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Say something. Say something, Camille. Say something. Anything.
Well,
talk.
Something happens next week, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, good. Okay.
Corey Drain says hello. She watches every week and loves you.
Oh, thank you. Where's Corey from?
She didn't say.
Yeah. All right, our quote of the week.
Corey. Yeah.
And I wrote some new quotes out. You know, I write my quotes all the time. The quote of the week is, I work hard at every day to be better at something. And I do. So cut me some slack, everybody, and don't come beat me up on Twitter. But I really did send out an ugly tweet this morning, but the president sent an ugly one, too. Tit for tat. Okay, so did we have fun? Little boy. You see how good he is when he knows that James isn't sitting in that chair with those treats over there spoiling him. All right, everybody, so we'll see you next week, Wednesday noon, Eastern Time, Lunch with Leah, Facebook Live. And send us all your emails at hello@leahblack.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and check out our website at leahblack.com. And just get to know us. We're fabulous, fun people. Bye. Let us get to know you.
Yes.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.